This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Question?
Yes, sir.
How many towels do you have?
Bath towels and stuff?
Just towels in general. Like, okay. So you've got the towels. So what do you call a bath towel? The thing that you would use when you get out of the shower?
Yeah, the biggest towel.
What do you call the next size down?
That's like a hair for the ladies for their hair.
See, I would call that a hand towel.
Oh, we're talking that smaller one because
there's a different. So
I have the big bath towel.
So your bath towels regular, are like a beach towel.
Kinda.
That's huge. Do you really have that for your regular bath towels?
I do. I don't use them as much anymore because then I went down to the regular size bath towel. Then it's hand towel.
Then
it's washcloth.
And then that's it, right?
Yes. Although I have a bath towel. Hand towel, washcloths for them, but I don't use all three.
You just use the bath towel.
Washcloth maybe once a week. Yeah.
What do you use a washcloth once a week for? Is there a part of your body you only wash once a week?
I have in my head that just rubbing the bar of soap on my body doesn't get you completely cleansed. You have to scrub it off. So like once a week, I'll grab a hand towel. How often using what you use and washing a washcloth?
I'm not going to answer that, counselor. Because you're freaking me out.
Why?
I don't know.
You use it all the time?
I never use a washcloth. I only use a washcloth in hotels because I normally don't. Like a lot of hotels now, instead of having a bar of soap, which is genius.
You're right.
They just have those soaps.
Yeah. With the cloth.
Like the dispenser. Like, yep. You know what the thing with those hotels though? Like when you have a bar of soap, you've taken it out of the box and you feel like no one else has ever touched this. With those dispensers, somebody could have spit in them, put anything in there.
That's community.
Yes. It gets a little scary. I want those locked up.
Okay, yeah, I want them too now.
So here's the deal. This blew up on Twitter, and the question is, how many towels is the right number of towels to have in a house? This guy...
Oh, like in a linen closet or just in the bathroom?
Yes, your total number of towels in a house. This guy's like a, you know, it's him and his girlfriend, and he says they need 10 hand towels, 20 washcloths, 10 bath sheets and 10 bath towels. Now, I feel like the bath sheet is what you're talking about.
Yeah, the bigger.
The huge ass towel.
Yes.
For two people, do you think that's the right number, not enough, or too many?
For two people.
10 and then 20 washcloths. I mean,
that's insane.
I would say you half the number of washcloths.
Well, if technically you should use a washcloth every time you shower. So that's one a day at least.
Rewash it every time?
Yeah, you never use the washcloth twice. Please tell me that when you do use a washcloth, using it twice in a row.
It's clean.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's nasty.
It's being washed in the shower.
You rinse it out,
yes.
And then you hang it up somewhere in the shower, don't you? Yeah.
So now then it's clean. You can use it again.
Now it's
no, it's not
dirty
mildewy.
From your body filth, and then it's going to get mildewy by hanging up.
No. You can leave it there forever. I mean, because then you rinse it again. It's just like a toothbrush.
No.
You reuse your toothbrush.
You're reusing toothbrushes too? What do you do?
Okay. So here's what I'm going to say.
Well, you're a family. How many do you have?
I feel like we don't have enough. My kids each have a towel and then I wash them.
Right. How often though?
Once every 6-8 months.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. It's like once a week.
So they should have another set.
The other thing that happened in this story. The guy wants 10 because he's like, he waits till enough towels are in his hamper before he goes on to...
Whoa.
Before...
He's putting wet, moist towels in the hamper?
That was just his words.
You don't put them in the hamper.
I don't.
Thank you.
Because if you have one section of your hamper that's just the towels, you could maybe give... No, you're right. It's still...
It's all mildewy.
It's mildewy, moldy. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Thank you. You have that... If worst comes to worst, that sink in my utility in the wash in the...
Slop sink.
Slop sink.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
Mud room sink, slop sink.
Yep, slop sink.
Yep. I either throw them directly into the wash or into the slop sink.
There you go.
So again, back to you.
Yeah.
Single guy occasionally has a female caller over.
Yeah.
How many towels you got?
In my linen closet, I don't even have a linen closet. I have them stacked up. I have like four.
That seems okay to me.
Four for one guy who might have guests now and then. Four. Thank you.
But I'm going to say this.
What?
So my our friends from Los Angeles, we stayed at their house recently.
Oh.
And we walked into their the guest bedroom, and there was like eight.
Yeah.
Brand new, nice. Like Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, when they're still fluffy and they haven't been through the washing machine 100 times.
And they repel water instead of absorbing it, yes.
So they're stacked up on the bathroom counter. Mm. They have all the humectant conditioners and all the stuff in the shower.
Wow.
They have the sanitary wipes next to the toilet. They have washcloths, hand towels, the whole thing. And like, he stays at my house a lot because he comes out here for work. And I, like... The towels in his room, I wash them every time he's here, but they're like two towels from like...
Oh, I know, right? Threadbare.
Yes!
Yes,
and
they're worn.
The bedding he sleeps on is like Kmart bed in a bad crowd.
Oh,
I mean,
and they go all out for
they,
you.
Yes!
Dang.
I don't... Huh. But towels are too expensive to go out and drop that kind of coin, right?
I'll give you that. And plus, as a female, with your wife as a guest, I wouldn't know how many she... I'd load up on her, too, because they use them for their hair.
Right, they use multiple.
And, yes.
So, when they come over... There's
like,
only two towels in
your
room.
You're like towel stingy with your guests.
I am, but so are you if you've only got four total.
You're right.
What if you're having a three-way that night?
Wow, good point.
You only got one towel left.
What the?
What if one's in the hamper?
No.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.